To me, Shadow represents what I was. I understand her darkness all too well. When I was younger, I had no idea what to do with all my emotion. I did some terrible things, things that I deeply regret. But no matter what I did, no matter how far I ran myself into the ground, the people around me never gave up in trying to pull me back. When I tried to take over the thread, I knew I wouldn't succeed. That was never my goal. I hated myself for being evil, but I didn't know anything else. There was no choice left for me but to end it. I thought I knew what I was, and had given up all hope of changing it. In many ways, I was no better than Astral, my so-called emotionless duplicate. Had she been allowed to continue in Queen of Shadows, I am afraid of what she might have become. She was the essence of fear, self-pity, and the kind of remorseful disdain that eats at the soul but won't let you stop destroying. Keeping that at bay within myself is imperative, though sometimes I fear that the damage I caused with it is irreparable. It may be my curse to be forever alone, but that is a topic for another day. Being allowed to make up with Marsh was the single most kind act that has ever been done to me, and I am who I am now because of it. After that day, I decided that I could never let what happened to Marsh happen to anyone else. I would protect, fiercely. And so it was that when I met Shadow, I had blinded myself. All I saw was the destruction that she brought. All I knew was to force it right back at her. I left her powerless, not caring what happened to her next. But the moment she began drinking, something within me snapped. She was nothing but a mirror image of myself. I could have given her the same opportunity that I was offered just pages ago, but I failed. I was unwritten soon after the discovery. My author carried my wishes to Ember. Shadow's loyalty to me, even after I stripped her of her narratorhood, astounds me. I cannot fathom why I have been given so much love by those I have hurt. It makes me want to weep. I never asked to be a hero. I asked for scorn and hatred. I asked to be given what I deserve. I give back not because I want attention or unwavering faith, but because I have to. I only mean to pay for my own mistakes, yet I am met with warmth and light. At times, the guilt threatens to crush me, but I am kept afloat by the very reason I drown. I suppose stars were meant to shine in darkness, to guide the way, but the darkness I shine within is my very own impurity.